One of the biggest battles in Georgia's 2014 legislative session was over the Common Core education standards.
When we say we're going to be a part of this and we don't retain the flexibility and the ability to adapt and change, well, then we must necessarily
That's my second question. Right. Where are we locked in stone on this, saying that we can't change and develop our own if we find something better? Are we locked in stone anywhere in this, now?
That was Representative Howard Maxwell of Dallas and Senator William Ligon of Brunswick at a House Education Committee hearing in March. Common Core opponents like Ligon ultimately lost the fight to abolish the standards. However, on the last day of the legislative session, lawmakers passed House Resolution 550. The measure creates a committee to investigate the federal government's role in public education. Representative Brooks Coleman of Duluth will serve as co-chair.
We plan to look at this whole role of the federal government and what is their role, what is the amounts of money, what do they do, how intrusive are they into education, and at the same time we plan to look and answer some questions about the Common Core.
Among others, the committee includes five House members and three local superintendents, including Dr. Robert Avosa of Fulton County. The committee will hold its first meeting Wednesday at the Capitol. The group will hold subsequent meetings around the state. Martha Dalton, WABE News.